Welcome to Fairies and Folklore, generously supported by the law firm of Kranjak, Tripodi, and Partners.
For uncounted eons, mankind has been under a curse. No one can escape it, though many have tried. It waits for us all. Sometimes it lags behind. Sometimes we feel its breath on our very necks. Some run from it, terrified of a pursuer they can never see. Some pretend it does not exist. In these modern times, it is fashionable among the bravest to say it is not a curse at all, but merely a reality. Now, this cannot be, for... but I am getting ahead of myself. What is this terrible curse, you ask? Its name is death. And this is the story of one man's desperate attempt to shield himself from its grasp.
Anastasia, what are you still doing outside? Don't you know what day it is? You should have been inside an hour ago. Babushka, the work must get done. Unless you don't want to eat tomorrow.
Not today, it mustn't. This is the day Kashi keeps his vigil.
Oh, that wind! I have a feeling tonight will be the night he finds a new bride. Lord, have mercy!
You've said that every year since I've been a little girl, and every year we're all still here. Maybe so. But before you were born, we lost my sister, Irina. And our babushka had a cousin who disappeared, you know? And her sister had an aunt whose brother had a second cousin whose twin sister...
Babushka!
What? They all became brides for that monster Kashi. Now, get inside before you freeze to death. Or worse, go! Little silly girl. In my day, we knew better. Really?
I'm going. Ow, don't push me. Oh, my shawl.
A dark figure flew high above the trees, perched on a broom, and searched. Bent, shriveled, and hideous to behold, it looked more like a tree than a man, and a rotten one at that. Sunken yellow eyes looked out of gray skin and waited. She would be here, the mirror had told him, and the mirror was never wrong. The bitter cold did not bother Kashi. It had been over 500 years since he had felt it. Indeed, since he had felt anything. For 500 years, he had kept his vigil. He took out a locket and studied the portrait. The face was beautiful, but frail, thin, and sickly. He hated that he did not have a picture of her when she was healthy. He could not remember what that looked like. It had been so long. He had tried, for more than a century, to see her in the mirror, but it only showed the present and the future, never the past. So he kept his vigil. Now where was she? There, coming to pick up her shawl. In silence, he swept down.
What? Who are...
And are you well this morning? What, still crying?
Why should I not? I am a prisoner.
Nonsense. You are not my prisoner. You are my bride.
An unloving marriage is a prison.
Ah, love. I have no need of it.
Then I pity you.
Silence. I do not need your pity nor your love. It is enough that you will answer my call, tell stories for my entertainment, and play the guzli to soothe me when I cannot sleep. For this, I will grant you long life, beauty, and all the riches and amusements you require.
That life is cruel enough without prolonging it for an eternity.
Oh, never fear. death will come for you. I alone will live forever. My death is hidden where no one will ever find it. Your life and beauty will be prolonged, but they will fade, like all the others. And when they do, I will find a new bride.
But surely it is better to love one woman for a lifetime than to love none over 100 lifetimes.
Bah! A lifetime? What is that? 80 years? 90? Perhaps it is only 30. And when it is done, the ones you leave behind, you are too young to know. They feel a pain unlike any other, and all because of love. Now, sing me a song.
Oh, is there no one to rescue me?
Now, in Anastasia's village, there lived a young man whom she had known since childhood. His name was Ivan, and they were in love. By this, of course, I mean real love. Not the silly, showy kind that you read about in books, but the simple, quiet kind, expressed in everyday life by little deeds of selflessness and quiet affection. It is true, this is not as exciting to read about or imagine, but it is far more sturdy, and it makes one quite a good listener. Consequently, this meant that Ivan got along splendidly with Anastasia's babushka, for, as everyone in the village knew, she loved to talk. So he was quite familiar with the tales of Kashi the Deathless, and not as quick to write off the old woman as others were. They said she was mad, but he had often sat on her knee and heard her stories.
Kashi's castle lies beyond the Thrice Nine Lands. Unable to die, he has hidden his death in a secret place. And until it is found, nothing will harm him. They say he was once a handsome man, though time has twisted his body almost beyond recognition. He came to this very village centuries ago and was very wealthy. He had many suitors, but his heart could not be stirred to love. Then one day he returned with a beautiful woman and said they were to be married. Oh, you cannot imagine the uproar. Who was this woman? Where did she come from? And how had she bewitched the man so many had tried to win and failed? Oh, many were jealous. But even the most hard-hearted took pity on him after what happened, for his happiness did not last. Shortly after the wedding, his wife became ill, and in less than a year she was gone, leaving behind a little girl. Kashi went mad with grief. He left the village in a rage, vowing to defeat death, and was never seen again. But it is said that he returns to the village on the night of his wife's passing to grieve and to watch for a new bride, and many young maidens have disappeared on that very night. Now he has stolen poor Anastasia. Ivan, you must rescue her. Find Kashi's debt and bring her home.
Ivan had journeyed far and overcome many obstacles. But after months of searching, he was no closer to finding Kashi's palace or his death than when he set out. He was in a vast desert, and his supply of water was dangerously low. His tongue stuck to the roof of his mouth, and his horse, poor creature, would not last him much longer. He could almost hear her voice, carried by the wind, but it was only his imagination. She was far away. Still, he could hear the soft notes of the goosley beckoning to him. They urged him on. He could almost make out the words.
The weary traveler.
There, my beloved calls me.
Will find rest.
No, it is another.
In my arms.
So beautiful. Help, please, help me.
The woman smiled slyly and continued her playing.
Greetings, traveler.
Ivan collapsed.
Fool. He is mine.
Now, every evening, Anastasia would sing for Kashi in his chamber, and she had a beautiful voice. Often, she found him gazing deeply into a mirror, but no reflection came from its glass. Whenever she asked its purpose, Kashi refused to answer. Finally, one night, after she sang more beautifully than ever before, he yielded.
The mirror shows many things, distant lands, people, even the future.
Oh, I should love to see my babushka again. Is it possible?
As you wish. Look now.
Kashi breathed on the mirror, and as the mist melted away, Anastasia saw her grandmother again.
Oh, how I miss her. I am so glad she is well. Who is that woman? I've never seen anyone so beautiful, yet I feel as if I know her.
That is my daughter, Paulina. She looks just as her mother did.
But who is her mother? Will the mirror show me?
No. This mirror only shows the present and the future, never the past. Her mother has been dead for over 500 years.
How can that be? Surely she is not over the age of 30.
She is an enchantress. She will stay beautiful forever. She is the guardian of my realm, but I prefer not to see her. She is too like her mother for me to bear.
I am sorry. I should have liked to meet her and her mother.
Her mother I keep with me here.
The color drained from Anastasia's face as she crumpled to the ground. As the room went black, she heard her voice ask the impossible.
Babushka!
Anastasia awoke. She was in bed. The sight of the magic mirror across the room told her she was still in Kashi's chambers.
There now. You have returned.
But your locket. Surely it cannot be.
It is not your grandmother.
Then who?
An ancestor. You were only off by about 6 generations.
Then Babushka was telling the truth? Her sister? The others?
Yes. One from your family is always chosen.
Then that is why your daughter looks so familiar.
Yes.
As Anastasia sank down again into the pillows, Kashi moved to the mirror and breathed on its surface.
What is this?
Anastasia looked, but Kashi stood between her and the mirror.
Show me again. Impossible.
What is wrong? What do you see?
My death.
He hurried from the room, and Anastasia saw what he had been hiding. It couldn't be. It was Ivan. He would rescue her. But as quickly as her heart soared, it plummeted again. He was in the arms of Paulina. He had forgotten her.
Night, King of the Winds, I summon you.
What is your bidding?
You must go to my daughter at once. Tell her to be vigilant. Do not be deceived. She must guard my death well.
As you wish.
The Storm Knight left in a flash, and as it raced away, it flew by Anastasia's window.
My love, have you truly forgotten me? Will I weep forever?
Ivan slept, Paulina looked on and smiled a cold smile. Her beauty was matchless, but it was a treacherous beauty. Her smile held no warmth, for her heart held no love. Her father had made sure of that, for she was the key to his immortality. His death was locked safely away, hidden in her tears. If she were to cry, he would be undone. But there was no fear of that. A heart that cannot love cannot be broken. She laughed to herself. How many men over the centuries had her beauty conquered? Knights, mighty heroes, it did not matter. Men were all the same. As their bodies lay in sleep, their minds lay open before her magic. How quickly they forgot their wives and sweethearts when they awoke to see her. Still, this one's mind was curious. There was so little in it she would call love. She saw no unending declarations, no grandiose gestures. As far as she could tell, he had never even told his love of his affections. It would be best to kill him now. But something, she knew not what, restrained her. He would die soon enough. He might prove an interesting diversion. She waved her hand, and the enchanted Goosley stopped its music. Ivan awoke.
I trust you slept well?
Yes, my lady.
Good. It is lucky I found you, or you would have not survived. Where are you bound?
I am searching the world for my beloved.
And perhaps you have found her now?
Why, no, my lady.
No? Then who do you seek? Who is more beautiful than I?
I am sure no one can be more beautiful than you are, my lady.
And yet your search continues?
It does. Was it possible? Could this peasant prefer another to her? The mysterious feeling grew inside her. This young man would be hers. She waved her arm, and again the Goosley began to cast its spell.
Who are you searching for?
My beloved.
Then rest now, for you have found her.
I have found...
Your search is over.
Suddenly, there was a mighty crash, and the wind blew with the violence of a hurricane.
Enchantress, your master brings a message.
Not now, you fool!
Be vigilant.
What is happening?
Do not be deceived.
Be silent. You will break the spell.
Deceived? I must not be.
My love, have you truly forgotten me? Will I weep forever? You will ruin all.
The mighty winds began to die down. As the storm knight, his message delivered, returned to his master. Paulina, distraught, looked after him in silence. She looked back at Ivan. Her plan was undone. He was preparing to leave.
Anastasia, I will not forget you. Please, you must help me. Do you know the way to the realm of Kashi?
It is dangerous.
I care not for my own safety.
But there are others who do. Is there nothing I can do to make you stay?
I am sorry. I must go to her.
It was at this moment that Paulina discovered the name of the emotion that had truly stayed her hand. And as Ivan looked into her eyes, he saw the first tear fall. Then another. She waved her hand, and Ivan was carried away on the wings of the wind towards Kashi's palace. As Paulina's tears continued to fall, they slowly knit themselves together and formed themselves into the drooping branches of the first weeping willow. Paulina stood, rooted to the spot, and never moved again.
Banshee's palace, Ivan found his love waiting for him. And if they had never told each other their feelings before, they did now. I said before that a heart that cannot love cannot be broken. That is the saddest thing of all, for where there is no love, there is no life. All of us long for love, in one form or another. And all of us long for life eternal, if we are honest. Not, of course, the kind of life we experience now, with its brokenness, but a better one. Yet no one longs for an eternity alone. That is why I say death is not just a part of life, as some suppose. The love we bear for those who have gone before us testifies to it. When we lose someone we love, a simple, childish part inside of us cries, "This is wrong!" And that childish part, in some things, may be the wisest. Why should all of us cherish a desire for the impossible? That would be a curious madness indeed. We were never made to say goodbye. Death was never meant to have the last word.